Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics, in our immune system, in our metaphysics, and the rest. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I am speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, but I'm heading to New York next week. And I have on the phone Mark.
Mark Waltz. In New York City, and we will see Heather in New York again next week.
And Ortley is on her way back from Philadelphia tonight, so she's not going to be there tonight. But
tonight,
all three of us will be in New York on March 14th and 15th, teaching, again, coronavirus willing. But our intentions are to be there, and we'll be teaching, and it's nice where we are teaching is down on the TRS site, down in the Wall Street District, which is absolutely empty on the weekend. So don't even have to worry about New York crowds. If anybody's interested, you can go to Access Astrology 2020 and just Google that, and it should take you straight to our Eventzilla page.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of hands-on. You get to work with charts.
Mm-hmm.
Which
and
we
with
find
us,
it, it's,
we'll,
the, it's really a good way to learn, is to learn with your hands on the charts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we're going to cover a lot if you're an up-and-coming astrologer and are just trying to get into how to get a reading going, launch into one. We're using harmonics charts, the chart of the consultation, and other techniques to kind of get in there and get going on a chart. So it should be good. Come for many different levels, because we break down into three groups based on, you know, the level of the astrologers. And so there's room for a variety of skill levels.
And meanwhile, we're speaking mm-hmm. on Wednesday evening. We're going to mm-hmm. move the time of Blog Talk so that our live broadcast will be Monday evening, same time, 9:30 Eastern time.
Yep, and 7:30 Mountain Time, and we'll be moving that on March 16th. Now, we looked at next Monday, but next Monday at about exactly that moment, Mercury will be turning direct. Mercury is retrograde now. It's retrograded back into Aquarius, giving people a little bit more objectivity to watch what's going on in the world. But it's still retrograde, and it's slowing down. And everything slows down. And I would beg of all the politicians to hold off and making any major decisions or announcements for one more week. And if they can just hold off until next Tuesday, not this coming Tuesday. Yeah, next Tuesday we will see some room to build up some speed.
Well, actually, I don't mind if decisions are made that I don't like.
That's true.
Because I know they're going to change.
Yes. And I remember that Ted Kennedy who was very good at making most of his announcements on good times, always announced that he was running for the presidency as Mercury retrograded. And we noticed that a lot of decisions that Bloomberg made were announced under really awful aspects or as Mercury retrograded, which did not look too good for him on that process. And I'm not going to avoid the whole political mess right now. It's all the balls are rolling, and I don't even want to waste our energy on that at the moment. But mm-hmm. it's interesting, the coronavirus process. One of the charts that we can look at, Donald Trump has Venus and Saturn conjunct in Cancer, and Saturn in Cancer is quite strong. Conjunct Venus has always been, someone described that as his rabbit's foot. You know, that this energy that just keeps on going, and it's being loved by the most conservative parts of America. But it's at 23 and 25 degrees of Cancer. And Pluto right now is at 24 Capricorn, directly opposing his Venus. and Mars. And we saw that, you know, it started to come into orb right before it, but it was not quite in orb when they did the trial. And you do, you look at that and you go, like, if they had just waited another month, just waited and got all that information together and then impeached him after Mercury went direct, right about now, right, you know, next week, it next would week, have yeah. been a pretty lethal blow. But I think they kind of jumped the gun on the aspects and jumped the gun on the information, the details yeah. of the information. So we're doing those two things, but it does suggest that this, you know, the germaphobe is having some problems with this aspect. Neptune in Pisces and the sun quiet, it's hard on the immune system, and people are experiencing these challenges. The question of permeability of borders, boundaries, health conditions. You know, there's a really interesting website that a young kid from the Seattle area put up, 17 years old, ncovid19, it's .com, I believe. And his it's updated every 10 minutes, and it's all the information on the ncovid experience. You know, it's ncovid 2019.live. And so every 10 minutes you see what are the stats on the disease. And yesterday, for instance, there were 77 countries that were had the infection. Today there's 83. And or this morning was 80. This evening there's 83 countries that are dealing with it. And you can just see the growing you know, and you also see how many have recovered, which is lovely. 53,000 people have recovered. But it's an interesting process to see it, how the boundaries, the illusion that we can separate people out is just being dispersed here.
Yeah, this virus very much does go along with the problem of permeability. We don't even really know what the permeability is from individual to individual on this virus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you try to sort out that information, we're not sure how it passes or what the minimum requirements of the virus are to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, obviously a good dose of alcohol knocks it out, but how long does it stay without being wiped
on the skin
way.
Or on the surface, not in the body.
Yeah.
It's not saying go get drunk.
yeah.
That's a more plague-like, you know, Red Death version, right? it has been interesting. They're so little that they know about this disease because it was an unknown factor until December. Tonight, Venus heads into Taurus, 8:07 Mountain Time, and that's 10:07 Eastern. And I think it's going to really help. With Venus has been in Aries, Mars in Capricorn, and these two emotional horses. I think of Venus and Mars as, you know, those, you know, the emotional drive, have been in cardinal signs, pushing themselves. Mars yeah. is unusually strong in Capricorn. Venus is uncomfortable in Aries because it's the sign opposite the one she rules. But there's very strong emotional response to things. But Mercury's been retrograde, so there's no good driver for these horses. And we see this strong emotional and people going off left and right, half-cocked on Facebook. And just we escape, slow it down, realize that we're in this emotional state, and take a deep breath with it. Now, Venus heading into Taurus approaches a conjunction with Uranus on March 8th over the weekend. And, you know, that can be kind of juicy romantically. It can be good for our gardening. We want to see something beautiful and new. Do we just still have to watch out for that kind of emotional changeability while Mercury is still retrograde? Because Mercury doesn't go direct until late in the day on March 9th. And this weekend, the Sun conjuncts Neptune in Pisces, also sweet and intuitive, but not particularly clear thinking. The full
it'll
moon.
Help that, it'll help when the Sun passes that conjunction.
Don't you think?
Especially, yeah, with the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
As the Sun is still approaching that conjunction, we have this strong sort of fuzziness about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And once
can't
the conjunction
clearly.
Is done, yeah, we'll see more clearly what needs to be done and you
what's
know
going
exactly
where
and right.
Who's running for president and all of these pieces. Now there's a full moon. The moon as the Sun conjuncts Neptune, the moon enters Virgo on Saturday. I think it's Saturday on March 8th, and then goes into a full moon on March 9th, on Monday. On Monday, it's on Sunday that it goes into Virgo. On Monday,
right.
There's the full moon at 11:47 a.m. in Mountain Time. That's 1:47 Eastern. And we have, now that's a full moon in Virgo can be health neurotic. So people might be a little wound up this weekend around, and as someone with four planets in Virgo, I can say that, or three planets and a Senate in Virgo, I can say that, it can be, and Virgo isn't necessarily hypochondriacal, but we often, it's a strong work ethic, that Virgo work ethic, but we hear information in the body. So it can be wonderful understanding of, once we listen to our body for the subtle messages. But if we don't have an active conversation with our health and our physical antenna, Virgo can make people a little neurotic around their health because their health kind of has to hit them upside the head to get the point across. So this weekend, we may see the health issues really strong in the news and people unusually worried about it and geared up. Now, again, I would say worry isn't the point. It's what can you do about it? Find something practical to do about it. Find some prayer to say, some action to take care of your health and yourself and the health of the people around you. Keep an eye on what makes the world healthier and see if we can use that aspect to make positive changes, because I think it may also... bring to forefront what the issues are. Go ahead, Mark.
That's an interesting thing about the permeability issue with this coronavirus, because I can't just make it safe for me.
Right.
I have to help everybody on the subway stay clear of the virus. So we all have to do our part. So there's a permeability between and among us.
Mm-hmm.
We're all intimately engaged if we're within 3 feet of each other, more than usual.
Absolutely. Yes. And we're unusually aware of that, the world health connections.
Yeah.
And Mercury retrograde. Now, if anyone tried to listen to us last week while Mercury was retrograde, nobody could get on Blog Talk Radio. Not in any way, shape, or form. So we were not on last week, but that wasn't because there weren't three people trying to get on. And it was because that it was not possible either online or on the phone. So that's a good example. I'm hearing a lot of conversations where people have misunderstood or waylaid something or lost a message and assume it's personal rather than assume it's a problem. Right now, assume if people are spouting off, but they may not have all the facts. If someone blows you off, assume they didn't get the message or you didn't get the message. Keep looking for more information rather than jumping the gun. I'll just put that out there for the rest of this week.
Good.
Do you have any more suggestions for our audience before we take some callers? We've got a couple people on the line.
No, I think that's pretty well seen what's coming up. And stay calm and wash your hands.
Yes, indeed. I love that the New Mexico version of that was wash your hands like you've just peeled a bag of green chilies and have to change your contacts.
That's good.
Yeah, let's see. Hello, you're on the air. I think you are I think you might a Skype call because it's listed as 1111111. Are you there? Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Wonderful. How can we help you?
Okay. It's 3580.
3519 80. Yes. Mm-hmm. Time?
1:29 a.m.
And where?
In Philadelphia.
And what would you like to ask tonight?
I would like to look at finances again and just been looking for work after coming back from out of the country. And
how's that going?
It's going well. I'm actually settling in nicely.
Wonderful.
But definitely need to bring some cash flow. So I'd like to see how that's looking. I've been applying for things. I know Mercury's in retrograde, so.
And with Mercury in retrograde, even the applications that you've put in, you probably won't hear much about them for another few days. What kind of work are you looking for? I mean, there was such an ending of one chapter in your life in this last year as that Saturn-Pluto conjunction in this last month was exactly square your natal moon-Pluto conjunction. So there was a real ending of a chapter, and you're just getting going on the new chapter. And, you know, and you're still, since you're in the last 13 months of your progressed lunar cycle, and you know, there's going to be it's still this whole year, it's sort of between the acts. What kind of work are you looking for?
I do freelance video editing, so creative
and,
work.
Mark,
and I've also been applying for
comments?
Grants as well.
Yeah, excellent. That looks good. Mark, what do you see?
You have things that you can work together that really tune into another level beyond yourself. If you feel like you're reaching for something, that's what you should be doing. You know, reach, and what you need will be there for you. Sometimes you feel that it won't, but it will be.
And I wanted to say also, with Saturn going back and forth this year, square your Venus, the work may feel not as inspired. It's more about just working your craft. And it may feel more organizational or like you're managing or you're just doing the work rather than being inspired. But the work you do now, this year, when you begin that progressive lunar new moon next year, can really plant the seeds now that take off then.
Okay. So I'm going to be kind of just chugging along.
So you're not stuck in that. So, you're just chugging along, and Saturn is going through your second house, so it says don't spend too much. Keep that in reason.
Yeah, the money won't be fast and easy.
Right, and that you work hard for it, but when you do work, you get paid. And it's you're reorganizing your finances to keep you strong for the next circle out.
Okay.
So good luck on that. Okay.
Thank you. I'll see you guys at the conference. Thanks.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, good.
Take care. Great. Bye-bye. And hello, error code 804. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Oh, hi. This is Beth.
Hi,
Beth. I believe I'm on here. Hi, Mark. I met you at Yoga Bill. And I'm just a long-time fan.
Oh, wonderful.
And have relocated. My birthday is May 18, 1961. And the city is Radford College, Virginia.
And
time of birth?
What time?
6:40 p.m. 6:40 p.m.
And what's your question, my dear?
Well, I guess my question is about my work. I'm working in a kind of unstable financial organization. And I'm just trying to figure out what to do next. And I'm, you know, concerned about the stock market and anything that you might see just for me in general.
Well, you know, Neptune's forming. Did you say you recently relocated?
Yes.
And where did you relocate to?
Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay. So you have a nice, your nodal line runs right through that area. That looks pretty good for you. Like there's some interesting karmic effects out of this time in your life. Now, your natal moon is 17 Cancer. So the last couple of years, you did end one phase of your life and begin another one. You're right in the heart of your second Saturn return. Your Saturn natally is 29 degrees of Capricorn. And so Mark, would you like to talk for a minute about what a second Saturn return brings up?
Yeah, it's a very important time for you to organize yourself and set up a whole new phase of life. So you're coming to the end of what you called a career for now, and you can continue with those themes, or you can easily make a shift and set it up a different way. But whatever it is, you'll have this feeling that you need to organize your life.
Yes.
That's the case, you know. So it's a special period of time. And it does set you up for the next 30 years, 29 years,
right,
actually.
And you are reorganized, but I would say watch the fear level. The second Saturn return is often a really empowering time when you stop, when it's sort of moving out of the maid mother phase and into the queen phase. Like you are good at what you're good at. You're not interested in starting over or starting something new. You're really entering into this next phase of your life where you are kind of queen of your realm and can do some of your best work. Mm-hmm. Your progressed moon is in Virgo up at the top of your chart. It just finished a conjunction to Pluto last month. So you're coming out of a phase of feeling kind of homesick and a little lonely and, what am I doing and what could I lose next? And into a time of action. And so are you working?
Yes, I am.
Yes, because it looks like you're going to be very busy in your work for the next 3 months as your progressed moon conjuncts Mars in your house of career. Necessarily see very far ahead with Mercury in Pisces trining your moon. Mercury is also in Pisces, but Neptune in Pisces trining your moon. I think you really feel the energy beginning to pick up for you after the sun goes into Aries. And your Venus natally has been, your Venus is natally in Aries, so the recent Venus in Aries can be brought up a lot of your emotions and fear, but you're shifting gears into action.
Okay.
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 I think it's going to be quite exciting. Hey, Mark?
Be aware that every action you take is going to have reverberations for the next couple of decades.
Mm-hmm. That you're
so
setting
all
up
the,
things.
All these actions add up to something. You know, there are periods we go through where it's just an action on its own. These are, you're actually building something with. So,
wow.
You know, don't let that worry you. To, like Heather is saying, don't succumb to fear over it. But just know that, that every brick you pick up is building a structure. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Thank
good
you
Good luck
so
on
much.
That. Sure.
All right.
You
take
yeah.
care. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Good,
bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thanks. Okay, we've got time for one more. Hello, error code 901. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Sylvia. How are you all doing? Birthday is
4-4. Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
I am good and grateful in spite of 4-4-61.
4-4-19-61. And time?
5:51 a.m. Memphis, Tennessee.
You'd think I'd have it down by now.
Yes.
And tell me, what would you like, what's up for tonight?
What's up for tonight is career. As
mm-hmm.
you can see, I have a Virgo north node with Pluto in the sixth house, and then
yeah.
south node Pisces. So am I here to do what's in the sixth house, look for careers?
Well, you've been. What have you been doing with your career lately, Madeira? You've been
looking
on something.
Looking,
mm-hmm.
I'm still looking. I've been looking for the since 2018 when I got laid off. You all, so I'm looking,
mm-hmm.
looking. I'm like, am I looking in the wrong direction? I'm
and
like, okay, so get some clarity.
What would be your ideal job? What would be
my ideal job?
My
ideal job would be one of two things, either being a vet tech or working in the kennel, working with animals, Chiron and Pisces, 12th house,
mm-hmm.
or working with people. I love helping people, either mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and or with food, health,
yes.
Health, healing, wholeness. This is how you do it
food-wise.
This is...
You know, and you're so good at taking care of people. And I don't know if there's a job like running, not as your permanent job, because I feel like you've got some gigs that you're building up, some side gigs that are really where your heart is that you can do, but a day job to support you while you're doing your side gigs. If there's something like there's an organization, for instance, called the Mentor Network that runs large group home and small group homes for people that need help. And my son, who has spina bifida and some complications from that, is in a wonderful group home. And there's always a woman or a person who is the home, the group mother that's managing the home, has other people working with her. And it just feels like something like that, because you're such a big heart and you have so good at taking care of the people around you, that something like that to support you while you get your side gigs up and running, that you'd be wonderful with the animals. Anything with your big bear heart of a mama heart can take care of people would do fabulously.
Yeah.
Okay. Because another thing I want to do, side hustles like plant, grow, harvest, and sell herbs, fruits,
yes.
vegetables.
Oh, yeah,
wonderful.
You can do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all we want is a steady job to help
yeah.
you survive so you can do
yeah.
that. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, we're out
and
of time.
Health.
Good luck,
yeah.
Madeira.
Thank you.
And, okay?
You're welcome.
Take care.
All right.
And
you
everyone
too.
Remember
you.
We'll
Thank
be on
you.
next Wednesday and the following Monday.
Right. Next, we're moving to Mondays. And
okay.
It's wonderful to speak to you all. Don't let Mercury retrograde get you down. And I know the world is stressful, so be kind to yourself and to each other. Good night
Good.
From Heather in Montana. And Mark?
Mark in New York. And we'll all be in New York in a week.
Great. Take care of yourselves. And we'll speak to you next Wednesday and then the following Monday. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.